scripture reading today comes from Psalm 40. Psalm 40, we'll read the first 10 verses. I will put all my hope in the Lord. He leaned down to me. He listened to my cry for help. He lifted me out of the pit of death, out of the mud and filth, and set my feet on solid rock. He steadied my legs. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise for our God. Many people will learn of this and be amazed. They will trust the Lord. Those who put their trust in the Lord, who pay no attention to the proud or to those who follow lies, are truly happy. You, Lord my God, you've done so many things, your wonderful deeds and your plans for us. No one can compare with you. If I were to proclaim and talk about all of them, they would be too numerous to count. You don't relish sacrifices or offerings. You don't require entirely burnt offerings or compensation offerings, but you have given me ears. So I said, here I come. I'm inscribed in the written scroll. I want to do your will, my God. Your instruction is deep within me. I've told the good news of your righteousness in the great assembly. I didn't hold anything back, as you well know, Lord. I didn't keep your righteousness only to myself. I declared your faithfulness and your salvation. I didn't hide your loyal love and trustworthiness from the great assembly. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It's the end of July. Kansas City Royals are buried in last place in their division with a record of 44-62. The FIFA World Cup has come and gone, and Fan Fest along with it. That pretty much wraps up any hope of any quality entertainment for the summer of 2026 in Kansas City. Or does it? Have you been to the Starlight Theater recently? This year's lineup of Broadway shows continues for 2 more months. By the way, our very own Matthew Bennett will be joining the orchestra for the remaining 2 shows. You better get your tickets while they last. July's production was a beautiful noise. The music and magic behind Neil Diamond. To be honest, shows based on the careers of entertainers are usually not my favorite. But with the Royals in the cellar, a picnic in Swope Park, and an evening in a beautiful, great open-air theater was a breath of fresh air. As usual, the Starlight did not disappoint. The playbill says, at the center of a beautiful noise is Neil Diamond himself, reflecting on his life, career, and personal struggles. The musical moves between past and present as an older Neil revisits defining moments from his rise to fame. This wasn't any run-of-the-mill dramatization of the rise from obscurity to the pinnacle of success and then that inevitable fall with differing levels of degree and dignity of recovery. The plot of the show is moved along by conversations between the older version of Neil Diamond and his therapist. The whole idea of therapy was his wife's idea as she saw him coping with depression resulting from a forced retirement caused by health issues. Therapy was going nowhere when the therapist had an idea that unlocked the healing process. Found a catalog of all the music from Diamond's very successful career, exploring his life and exploring the situation at the time that he wrote each song. Through the lyrics and interpretation behind each song, performed beautifully by the cast and band, the therapist walked with a sometimes reluctant client through his deepest secrets, buried beneath hit after hit. The stuff that had been denying him access to any meaning and purpose of his success. What would tell your story? Maybe it's not great hits on the music billboard. Maybe not a notable professional achievement of any kind. Perhaps your story is best told by close friends whose lives have been touched by your kindness and loyalty. Maybe it's the lifetime treasured family photos like the ones my daughters are already compiling for what they lovingly call my funeral board. And if you know my daughters or me, their file doesn't exactly capture my most flattering moments. What will best summarize your life? What could most fully depict your life story and journey? A sermon from a couple of weeks ago found the psalmist describing his motto for life, saying, "My life, a prayer." That sounds about as out of my league as hitting it big with the next Sweet Caroline. Let's consider another motto for life reflected in the Psalms. The book of Psalms depicts the lives of those who sang them, as well as of those of us who read them today. From songs of lament to songs of victory, from songs of despair to songs of assurance, from songs of petition to songs of praise, the Psalms make it clear that life is not a single hit or even one genre. Life, for most of us, as was the case for Neil Diamond, is not one, but many songs. Whether we think we have the music in us or not, if we look at all the events of life, we look at our prayers, our cries, our songs, yes, we all have songs, we might well be able to join in the chorus of Psalm 71. My life, a song. What if we look at the songs we have sung, and maybe we still are singing? What would our songs say about our fears, hopes, sorrows, and our joys? What would our songs say about our faith, our connection to community, to God? Isn't it time we find our songs and discover what they say about our lives? This morning's psalm is attributed to David. What if David's therapist, opened the book of Psalms to this particular one? What if that therapist dug deeply into the life experience of David to see what he was thinking about or what he was trying to forget when he composed this psalm? When did you, the king, have cried to God for help? Tell me more about that pit of death, the mud, the filth you're referring to. How long did it take for King David to open up, to tell his story? Would he mention being a fugitive, hiding from the wrath of King Saul, the mad king who was out for his head? Had he already encountered the treason of his son, Absalom, who sought to overthrow David and claim the kingdom for himself? Maybe the therapist would go on to ask him if he had found it possible to sing in such places of desperation, such pits. Would that lead to a whole nother era of David's music? Maybe the fugitive hits, like Psalm 57, which David seems to have written from a cave, or Psalm 86, in which he cried for help and found that the presence of God's mercy and the light of God's hope reached deeper than the darkness of any literal cave or emotional despair. Bumfuzzled that the music in David survived in such places of despair, the therapist might have asked David to describe how singing through such despair made him feel. Maybe David was at a loss for words. How could he say it? When you take the blues and you make a song. You sing them out. No, that sounds good. It could be a hit someday, but there's more to it than that. How did David say it? I felt like my feet were on solid rock. God steadied my legs. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise for my God. God's instruction, the music, it was deep inside me. And what did that new song sound like? Asked the therapist, whose own garden might have been growing a song or two, sung blue. David seems to be overcome by the music that was deep inside him, left speechless without any poetic lyrics except, "You, Lord my God." Surprise to find God right there with him in the mud and the muck of his life. God waiting right there at the curve where his life seemed to have taken a detour, sending him spiraling out of control and off the road. "You, Lord my God, you are my song and I will sing." Suddenly David overcomes his writer's block and opens up in praise to God. "You've done so many things. Your wonderful deeds, your plans for us, no one compared to you. There's no one like you. There's nothing that can compare to your works. You're awesome, a wonder worker. You are God. Just you. If I were to sing songs to you, the hits would be too numerous to count. Let my life be a song. A song sung continuously to you. You, Lord my God." Maybe David's mind turned from the Psalms to a song he sang under a different label. Maybe he remembered the song of worship he sang in the book of 2 Samuel, where, surrounded by backup singers, he danced with all of his might in the presence of the Ark of the Covenant, overcome by the music. Music found by standing in the presence of God. Caroline Lewis says, "The Psalms are not just words. They are utterances of the soul. Embodied faith. When faith is challenging, when faith is uplifting, and everything in between." You don't have to go to Starlight Theater. Matthew's right here. Let the music in him awaken the songs in your heart. You know what? You don't even need Matthew. You don't even have to be here. God is present with you in the caves, in the mud, in the muck, and at every turn. God is the music in you. The songs of our lives. Every encounter, every fear, every hope, every sorrow, and every joy. They are songs that lie in our deepest heart, longing to be sung. They are the music that is in all of us. Let us sing songs of praise, completely overcome when we find ourselves standing in the presence of God. Songs open our hearts, and that's all God needs to transform our sorrows into joy. Open hearts are all God needs to transport us from despair to victory. An open heart is all we need to turn our cries of lament and isolation into songs of thanksgiving and praise. What else can we do but sing? What shall we sing? Let us sing with David. "You, Lord my God, you. You are my song. I will sing it. My life song."